Congress closer to an assault weapons ban. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House Judiciary Committee voting to send a bill to the House floor that would make it illegal to make, sell, or transfer semi-automatic weapons with so-called military features and capable of holding more than 10 rounds, weapons such as the AR-15 rifle. It is the first such bill to make it this far in more than two decades. North Carolina Republican Congressman Dan Bishop, a member of the Judiciary Committee, says what Democrats are proposing violates both the Constitution and Supreme Court decisions.
They're just going to defy the United States Supreme Court. That's what they've made clear.
Just a month ago, the Supreme Court threw out a lower court ruling that had upheld a ban on assault-style weapons in Maryland. A U.S. Army soldier has died, nine others hurt during a training exercise.
It was at Fort Gordon, west of Augusta, Georgia. Soldiers were in a training area around midday when lightning struck. A news release from the base said their Department of Emergency Services responded immediately. The identity of the one soldier killed won't be released until his family's notified. No details yet on the other soldiers who were hurt. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp sent out a tweet saying his family is praying for the family of this soldier and for those hurt by this unfortunate lightning strike.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. The defense will begin its presentation later today in Steve Bannon's federal contempt trial in Washington. The prosecution rested yesterday after presenting only two witnesses. Lawyers for the former Trump White House advisor are expected to argue the prosecution is purely political. The heat waves in the west and south now extending to the east coast as well.
It looks like it's going to continue for the foreseeable future, really. And at the moment, there's about 88 million people across the country that are either under heat advisories or heat warnings.
It's meteorologist Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service, who says this weekend looks to be a scorcher from Richmond to Boston. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
2 months after President Biden promised to solve the country's baby formula shortage, a study finds not yet.
Millions of bottles worth of formula have been flown in from all over the world in the last 2 months, yet parents are still having issues finding it. According to research firm IRI, 28.3% of powdered formula products were out of stock at U.S. stores for the week ending July 10th. Compare that to the 23.7% reported the week ending May 22nd, when the shortage was at its peak. Availability of the baby formula improved slightly last week, but out-of-stock levels remain higher than in recent months, especially in states like Alaska, Utah, and Wyoming.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer says formula for babies with special dietary needs continue to be the hardest to find. Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane faces sentencing today on his federal conviction for violating George Floyd's civil rights. He was one of the officers on scene who did not stop Officer Derek Chauvin's fatal restraint of Floyd on Memorial Day in 2020. His attorney is asking that Lane be sentenced to just over 2 years in prison, claiming that as a rookie, he was the least culpable of the officers on the scene for Floyd's death. A school district's police chief in Texas likely to be fired the day after tomorrow.
The Uvalde School Board will consider firing Chief Pete Arredondo at a special meeting Saturday as it takes up the Uvalde School Superintendent's reported recommendation following the botched police response to the deadly school shooting in May that left two teachers and 19 students dead. The district has previously resisted calls to fire Arredondo, who's been on leave since late June. The move to potentially fire the chief follows the release of a damning 80-page report by a Texas House committee that blamed all levels of law enforcement for a slow and chaotic response despite nearly 400 officers being on scene.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.